Allison, if you were working a customer service job and you told a lie to a customer and that lie made the customer feel bad enough to give you a massive tip, what would you do? Would you fess up or take that secret to the grave?
Take the secret to the grave.
It's Y101, Adam and Allison. There's a third option, brag about it on TikTok, which is what this guy decided to do. So he's working as a server in a restaurant, and a big party was there. It was son's 10th birthday or some kind of birthday party or something. Big group of people. And the servers took the order, went and put it into the computer, but like didn't send it to the kitchen. So this whole big family is waiting
like 40 minutes
For food, and they have to go apologize and let them know. The people have already complained once, so this server's like, I've got to do something.
I go up to them like, guys, I'm so sorry, but half of your food never sent back to the kitchen. The dad of the birthday boy stands up. He's like, look, son, we don't have time to wait around here all night. My son has a birthday party to host with 12 of his friends. I'm like, sir, I am so sorry, but back there I was putting in your order and I fainted. Everyone is looking at me like, what? The moms at the table are like, honey, are you okay? I'm like, I just haven't had time to eat or drink anything. I've been working all day. They're all like gasping. They're like, here, have a glass of water. I'm like, I'm fine. Your food will just be a little bit longer. I drop off their food 25 minutes later. They're literally all clapping. Paisley is like worshiping me. They tipped us $400. Always lie.
Got a $400 tip for the lie.
That is genius. Like, on the spot, thinking through it and coming up with the perfect lie.
601-995-1017 is our phone number. If you've ever lied to a customer and got, like, just not even if you got anything out of it, what'd you lie to a customer about? I remember being in high school working at a grocery store, and occasionally I'd be the self-checkout attendant or whatever. Mm-hmm. There was this one woman, Lisa was her name, and I still remember it all these years later because she was so rude to me one time. So anytime I would see her and I was like manning the self-checkout, I would purposely lock up her register and make her screen say, please see attendant. And then she'd look over at me and then I'd turn it off and I'd be like, what? Nothing's wrong. And I mean,
you were like gaslighting her essentially to make her go nuts.
100% right. That's absolutely what I did. And it was 1,000% worth it. I'm still, it's one of my proudest moments.
That is psychotic. Like, that's next level.
And what's even funnier is, turns out she was like a friend of a family friend type of thing. One time I was at a party and she walked in and I went over and I got my mom and I was like, that lady is a bee. Like, have you ever lied to a customer? Did you get anything out of it? Just whether it was money or joy like me.
No, I've never been that clever. The only time I'll like creatively lie is when I work for companies and I think they have dumb policies, but I have to enforce the policy. Then like I'll lie about the policy in a way that doesn't make it seem as bad as I think it is.